Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. We had mentioned in a previous Mishnah that there were Shiva Sha'arim Hayu Ba'azara. There were seven Sha'arim, seven gates in the Azara. Three in the north, three in the south, and one in the east. And we expounded on the three in the south and the one in the east, not on the three in the north. So here Mishnah Hey expounds on the northern ones. V'shevet Safon, the three Sha'arim, three gates in the north, were the Shar HaNitzutz. This is going to be letter Mem in the map. U'kumin Achsadra Haya. So this shar was compared to an achsadra, to a balcony, because on its two sides there were these amudim, these pillars, va'aliyah benuya al gabav, and there was a roof built on top of it, on top of these pillars, and that was called the vienna, because that was called the base hanitzutz. Shakahanim shemim milmalan, the kahanim would guard from above, va'alviyim milmatan, levim would guard from below. This is one of the places of shmir, of guarding of the gates of the Azara that we mentioned back in Mishnah Aleph. U'pesach hayalo, and there was a door, an opening to the Beis HaNitzutz l'cheil, that went, sh'ipsuach, was open to the cheil. So it was an opening in the Beis HaNitzutz that led to the cheil. Hainu, this is the shetach, the space of a rochav, of a width of 10 amos that was between the sorig. The sorig was a mechitza built of the crushim dakma, thin beams, between the wall of the Azara, if you look on letter Ches, on the map. And we'll learn more about this later on in Perek Bey's Mishnah Gimel. Now that was one. Sheni, the second gate, was a Shara Karban. Shoyu Machisim Darka, they would enter through there. Shoyu Machisim Darka, Kachi Kachim, they would enter through there, the Kachi Kachim, where the Shechit is done in the north. If you look on the map, it's letter Mem Aleph. And the Shnishila was the Beis HaMokad. The third tit was the Beis HaMokad. That was a Shar Beis HaMokad, letter Mem Gimel on the map. We learned about the Beis HaMokad back in Masechta Tamid. If you look at the Bar Tanur for a second, it says, because it was Meduros Dolko, there were fires that were constantly burning there to warm up the Kahana that would go barefoot. Therefore, it was called the Beis HaMokad. U'bayis Gadolhai, it was a big bias. Well, the Arba Pinosim, to its four corners, there were four chambers. What were these four chambers? So Mishnah Vav jumps straight into it. It says Mishnah Vav, the arba l'shachos hayu beis hamokad. There were four lishkos, four chambers in the beis hamokad. But arba zivyos in its four corners. Kikitonos pesuchos l'traklum, like small chadarim, small rooms that are open to a hall, to a palace. So too, there were these chambers, the pesuchos were open to the beis hamokad. Shtayim Bakotesh, two of the chambers were located within the boundaries of the Azara, making them holy, making them Kodesh. Ushtayim Bachol, and two of the chambers were located outside the boundaries of the Azara, but Tzatzef on the northern side of the Beis HaMokad, that was in the Chel, which is Chol, which is non-sacred. Kleimar, the Beis HaMokad, was partially built within the boundary of the Azara, making it holy, and partially built outside the boundary of the Azara. Then so it comes out that the two chambers had the Romos, of the southern ones, Bekodesh, were deemed holy, and the two chambers of the north were deemed Chol, non-holy, non-sacred. For Roshe Pispesin, so the Roshe Kuros, the tops of these beams, Beroichav, of the width of Pisas Yad, the palm of one's hand, so Yotzim Bolton, they go and extend, they protrude, B'teicha Kusel, from the wall, Mabdilin bin Kodesh L'chol, would separate between the Kodesh and the Chol, meaning bin Oso Chel, between that portion that was within the boundary of the Azara making Kodesh, and to that portion that was out of the boundary of the Azara making it Chol. U'mehoyu Mishamsho, so what were these chambers used for? Ma'arabes Deromus, the southwest chamber, the Lishka that was located in the southwest corner of the Beis HaMokad, Ki Hoysa Lishkas Tla'i Karban, was used for the sheep for the Karban, meaning Bahayu Tlam, they were the sheep, Hamavukaram, that were checked already from any kind of blemish, that were used as the Karban Tamid. We learned this back from Sechta Erechin, that in Peichse Meshisha, there was no less than six Tla'im that are checked from blemishes that were located in this chamber, ready to be used as a Karban Tamid. Dromis Mizrachis, in the southeast chamber, there was Hihoisa Lishkas Osei Lechem Apanim, was a chamber that was used to knead and bake the Lechem Apanim. Mizrachis Tzfonis, the northeastern chamber, the chamber was located in the northeastern corner, Mizrachis Tzfonis, Ba Gunzu B'nei Chashmonai, as Avnei Mizbeach, there the house of the Chashmonaim, they hid the stones of the Mizbeach, Sheshiktsum Malchei Yavin, the king of Greece contaminated. Shekrivu al Mizbeach, he brought on the Mizbeach for Avodah Zarah purposes. Ukshitiru, and the Chashmonaim were mitar the Bisam Mikdash, they put into the Geniza these stones of the Mizbeach in this chamber. And Mesach Talmud, this chamber is called the Lishkas Hachosamos. Now, Tzfonus Ma'aravas, the northwestern chamber, that corner was used by Yardim Beis HaTevila. There they'd go down to the Beis HaTevila, Beritz Pasa, on its floor. Hayat Pesach was an entrance. Shadaka, that through it, Hayu Yardim, they'd go down, the Kahanim would go down to the Beis HaTevila, with a vase where they would tevil. And Mesach Talmud, it's called the Lishka. This chamber is called the Lishkas Beis HaMokad. Nikras Lishkazu, the Lishkas Beis HaMokad. Why? Because Lefish Belishkazu, in this chamber, there was a medusa fire. She had Chalim, but the Kanam would warm themselves up after they would tarvel.